Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to be with you. Good to be with you. Glad to have you with me. And I have a question to ask. How many of you saw one of the latest episodes of The Simpsons? Yeah, The Simpsons. Yeah, The Simpsons with Sir Bart, Mr. Homer, and company. The rest of the family, that is. I tell you what, that is a show that I really, really enjoyed years and years ago when my children were younger children. They were still in middle school, high school. And I really got a kick out of Bart, Homer, the whole family. To me, the show was so funny. But my precious wife didn't like the idea of me watching it because she didn't like the idea of me watching a show where so much disrespect was shown to the parents. You know, Bart can get a little cantankerous from time to time. And so my wife didn't like me watching the show, so I didn't watch it. I got to tell you, I missed out on a lot, my young middle-aged adulthood. That's right. I was deprived of my opportunity to laugh at Bart, to laugh with Bart, and to laugh with Homer and the rest of the gang. And so I missed a lot, and because I missed a lot, I had to be brought up to speed a bit. So I guess it was roughly a year ago that I was brought up to speed a bit, just a bit. But this is the bit that I was brought up to speed on. Well, there may have been one or two other items, but especially this item. I was told about an episode of The Simpsons where Donald Trump was depicted as having run a presidential campaign and won. In this particular episode, he was depicted riding down an escalator, and amazingly, sometime later, he ran for president and won. Now, in that same episode that I was watching, it was either the same episode, the latter part of that same episode, or an episode that came shortly thereafter. A white female had been elected president as a successor to Donald Trump. And one of the things she said soon after she went into office was, she was talking with some of her administrative staff members, and she said, all right, we need to sit down and see what we can do about this economic mess that Trump left for us. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? The part about Donald Trump becoming president happened. What do you think of the chances that a lady will succeed him? Whether he wins this next election and serves out that second term and possibly is succeeded by a lady, or a lady defeats him in this upcoming campaign, however it plays out, what do you think are the chances that a lady will succeed him? And I think the episode indicated that the lady was also a Democrat. And, you know, for her to say, we need to see what we could do about this economic mess, something to that effect, that Trump left us, that sounds more like something that we might hear a Democratic president say, not because there would be anything wrong about that, but I just wouldn't expect a Republican who succeeded another Republican to take that view, even if it were true. They might be more inclined to say something along the lines of, okay, we have a little bit of a challenge ahead of us, economically speaking. So let's see what we can do about it. But at any rate, I wanted to give you that as a backdrop to lead into this fairly recent episode. It may have been the last episode, the most recent or the next to last episode on The Simpsons. Now, tell me what you think about it. Start of the show. The guy who runs the company that Homer works at, privately owned company, he looked at his books and saw that although the company was still very profitable, made big money, they made less money the particular year that he was looking at those financials than the year before. And he said, this is the first year ever that my company did not at least match or exceed the amount of money that it made in the previous year. So he went out and made an announcement to the people working for him that effective immediately, he was dropping all health care coverage for all children of employees. All of the of his employees' children were dropped from their plans effective immediately. So Homer went home and reported that to his lovely wife. And she said, well, maybe we can get them taken care of under the government, covered by part of one of the government plans. And Homer responded, well, wait a minute now. He said, we can't do that because, remember, there is no more government insurance. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in that particular episode of The Simpsons, the government health care program had been eliminated. Now, this is what I want to ask you. Again, do you think there's a possibility that that will happen? That the government program that we have in place, the Affordable Care Act, which helps to fill a lot of the gaps, medical coverage gaps, health coverage gaps that had been plaguing the nation for decades, you think that we'll see the day when it is completely eliminated? Now, remember, the nation was not together with regards to the Affordable Care Act. Well, I say the nation wasn't together, and really, the nation wasn't. Now, when you talked with constituents across the country, regardless of ethnicity, social class, well, I don't know about social class, certainly ethnicity, regardless of party affiliation, for the most part, remember, when the journalists were interviewing people across the country and asking them about various aspects of the Affordable Care Act, and wanted to know if they liked it and if they think that that was something that Americans should have in healthcare coverage. And again, they would name specific aspects of it. Children covered up to age 26 instead of being covered up to age 22. People no longer being shut out because of pre-existing conditions. And on they went with specific aspects of the plan, of the program. And people would say one after the other, yes, I like that. We need that. That's good for the nation. And then when the journalists informed them that each one of those was part of Obamacare, oh, no, we don't want that. No, we don't want that. No, we don't want that. The nation was divided. The Democrats in Washington, D.C. were all for a health care coverage program that would benefit the people. The Republicans in Washington, D.C. were totally against it, and they fought hard and long, tooth and nail against it. But the Affordable Care Act became American law. Benefits put into play because the Democrats were in the majority in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. So they were able to get to President Obama the bill that he was asking for. He actually wanted more, but this seems like a fairly reasonable compromise. Some of you may recall that some of the aspects of this, of what became the Affordable Care Act, President Obama admitted having borrowed from the Republicans when they were discussing some type of national plan during the Reagan years and beyond. So, for example, the individual mandate that insurance company executives wanted so that it would be truly worth the while, it would be something that would be financially feasible for the insurance companies, because there would be enough people in it, and particularly enough healthier people in the plan, that it would be something that would be prosperous, profitable for the insurance companies. This was something that had been determined as Republican politicians discussed this with insurance company executives, again, during the Reagan years and somewhat beyond. And so, having listened to the insurance company executives, consultants, the Republicans came up with the individual mandate. This was something that, and again, President Obama admitted. He didn't try to steal their thunder, take their credit. He said very clearly, this is something that Republicans came up with. We think it's a good idea. We want to incorporate it. But for whatever reason, this kind of program is something that Republicans do not want this nation to have. And constituents of, interestingly enough, of all ethnicities, party affiliations, wanted the specific benefits of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. But they did not want, many did not want, and again, many of both of the major political parties did not want Obamacare. They wanted all of the specific, each of the specific benefits, but they did not want the Affordable Care Act. They did not want what the Republican political leaders came to call it, Obamacare. Very clever play, because they knew that many, many people all across the country hated the fact that America had a black Democrat in the White House. And they knew that a lot of people, because of that, had very, very malicious and hostile feelings towards President Obama. And so rather than calling it what he called it, the Affordable Care Act, rather than calling it what the Democrats sent the bill and its title that they sent to him, the Affordable Care Act, the Republican politicians started calling it Obamacare, knowing that that would make it easier to turn people against the program, because they knew people would be hearing Obamacare and not the specific benefits that they would get under the Affordable Care Act. Now, I'm saying that to say this. As we well know, our Republican leaders are still fighting very, very hard, including our president, to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, to get rid of it. So again, I would like to ask, do you think that what was announced on The Simpsons with regards to the elimination of the Affordable Care Act, our government health care program, do you think that's something that might actually happen? We know that, again, there are a lot of people who still want to get rid of that. And remember, this goes back to a question that I asked while President Obama was really pushing for a national healthcare program. And so many people were fighting against it. And again, not only politicians, but many from amongst we the people We're fighting against it. And I ask the question, what happens when more privately owned companies, more publicly owned companies, get rid of the insurance coverage that they offer, that they help to pay for? And a lot of people have found out that what the executives have their companies paying for is a tremendous service to their employees. Of course, to them too, but to their employees as well. You know, once you, you know, so often we think about that deductible that we have to pay. We think about the copay we have to pay. We think about the payments we have to make towards our own healthcare plans, and they are high, no doubt about that. But when we find out what the cost is, when we have to foot the entire bill because there is no company supplementation, I mean, for whatever reason, you lose your job, you're in between jobs, whatever's going on, and you find out how much it costs to pay the whole bill yourself, that's when people begin to find out, hey, you know what? These executives of these companies, whether we're talking about hospitals, major corporations, whatever, the amount that they had the companies helping us with was huge. They were doing us a tremendous service. And so I was asking the question during the days that President Obama was trying to get us to see that it would benefit the nation to have a national health care program, health coverage program. I asked the question several times, and I'm going to ask it again right now. What happens if we have the leaders of more and more companies saying that the companies are going to provide less and less financial assistance in paying for health care coverage? What happens when many company corporate executives, hospital executives, you name it, get to the point where they say, we're not going to offer any more coverage to this age group or to this population? And they begin dropping, dropping, dropping. And as I asked years ago, there is no government plan to fall back on, because the government plan would have been eliminated. What happens when we have no government plan and corporations are dropping coverages? What happens then? And here's the thing, just the reality. The people who wanted the government program because they saw that it would benefit are going to hurt if that government program is eliminated. And eventually, companies start dropping coverage more and more and more. But here's the thing. They're not the only ones who are going to be hurt. The people who did not want it and fought hard to keep it from happening, and the people who still don't want it and are applauding the politicians who are working diligently to get rid of it, are going to be hurt too. All right, we're going to, after having started out on that not so positive note, when we come back, we're going to follow up with something that I think you'll appreciate, and that is a continuation of our discussion on how to be happy on purpose. Stay with me.